This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where the Washington offense will take over.
Nick Allegretti, Illinois.
And Mahomes will keep it himself for the moment and then throw for a touchdown. And there is Allegretti, who comes in and lines up as an eligible receiver.
Watch him sling down Watt on this play, and that's what sets it up. Watt looks around like, what the heck? That can't be legal.
My brother from Chi-Town, Frankfort, Illinois. Ooh, finest.
There we go.
Lincoln Way East High School.
Holy cow.
Nick Allegretti.
Pacheco. He'll get it again behind left guard. Triangle out. Pushing. Touchdown! Kansas City!
Nick Allegretti for the Kansas City Chiefs stepped in for our Pro Bowl offensive guard, Joe Tooning, for the AFC Championship.
Big shoes to fill.
Huge shoes to fill, and stepped up like a champion.
Nick Allegretti at that left guard position. He drove the defender into the backfield, opening up that lane for Isaiah Pacheco and the touchdown.
Pacheco trying to get a good drive starter, and he does. He's got a first down. Angry, running angry as he has made quite a reputation for himself.
Yeah, Allegretti pulls on this, and it's a really good start to the drive.
The Chiefs have won Super Bowl 58. They're the first team to repeat in almost 20 years, back-to-back Super Bowl champions.
Nick has been year in, year out, Mr. Reliable, every single time he gets that opportunity to go in there to play as good as he did and to play as big as he did in that moment, in that game. We couldn't have did it without you, brother.
You know, a ton of respect for the guys in Kansas City. I enjoyed my role there, but, you know, I think that I had gotten to the point in my career where I wanted to come in. I wanted to be a starter week one, and that's my goal, you know, coming to Washington.
Touchdown, Washington! Jeremy McNichols!
I'll tell you what, I got to get John Bass and Nick Allegretti. I got to get him some love, too.
Absolutely. There's your duo, Fletch.
That's my duo.
Your favorite play in the book, man.
Boom!
Nick Allegretti, say hello to Myles Garrett's ribs. Bow! That's how you play physical.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I love that Tanny bringing Nick Allegretti out here. And here's the thing. I know Travis was trying to pump up the interview. I'm not sure that he understands the powerhouseness of Lincoln Way East football. Like, for real, for real. Like, that is Lincoln Way East runs bleep, okay? So I just wanted to, you know, I know Travis was looking on Wikipedia and all this stuff.
Somebody was reading that.
Someone was reading Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
But Nick, you know this. Lincoln Way East is for real, for real.
Absolutely. One, I appreciate you guys having me on. But no, I'll give Trav the credit. He roomed with Dan Giordano, one of my first guys I looked up to from Lincoln Way East at Cincinnati. So Trav's dialed into Lincoln Way East. He's met Coach Z. He knew the whole bit. He knows all about Lincoln Way East.
All right, good. I'm glad to see that he's true to this and not new to this.
How proud is Coach Z and the Lincoln Way East community
of Nick Allegretti. Six seasons, six conference championships, four Super Bowls, three rings for Nick Allegretti. This is an insane thing. I imagine they are proud, sir.
Yeah, he actually got a chance to come out to the Dallas game this year, and obviously our schedules conflict pretty regularly every year, so he was able to make it to the Dallas game this year, and one of the cooler moments of my career, seeing him on the field before the game and seeing him after, really getting to enjoy himself for once, works his ass off for Lincoln Waste, and getting to see him, you know, be a fan and come out and watch me. Meant a ton for him to be there. The whole community is proud, and I appreciate all of them.
Nick, we marvel at what Patrick Mahomes has accomplished. You've been in the huddle with the man. You've been on the field with the man. What is it that makes him so special?
That's probably too tough to answer in a short spurt, but he is an incredible competitor, I think. That's what you see with all the greats, their competitive edge, whether it's shooting the shit in the locker room with the basketball, cornhole, ping pong. He's just that kind of guy that's elite at everything he tries. But then just, I don't know if he'll ever get credit for the football IQ that he has. He made our job at O-line so, I won't say easy, but as easy as he possibly could. Calling the protections, reading coverages, and, you know, we'd walk up to the line of scrimmage and you'd be in the midst of the game, not, you know, maybe you're not sure exactly what's coming, but he'd be like, all right, shit, five down that guy. Oh, sorry. He'd be like, hey, five down 54, 57 comes, I got him. And it's like the confidence in himself to just be like, all right, I think 54 is coming. If he comes, O-line's got him. If I'm wrong, I know I'm wrong. 57's coming. I'll throw hot off him. And it's just like, you hear the quarterback say that, you're like, all right, we'll block those five guys. Don't got to worry about the other guy if he comes. And normally if he's wrong, he would dice the defense up even more. So just a special talent physically, but the mental side of his game is impressive and something he'll probably not get credit for because it's hard to really see what he does in protections and with rush lanes when he has pressure escape and all that stuff. It's pretty impressive.
That's really good stuff. Cause I mean, I'm fascinated, Nick, by the relationship between the quarterback and the offensive line in terms of one making the other better. It's not just like, oh, go spend money on the offensive line and everything will be fine. The quarterback's got a big role to play. How did the rookie Jaden Daniels do in that regard in terms of learning protections, helping you guys? How did you think he did at that part of the job?
He did a tremendous job. So yeah, that was new for me this year. Obviously, leaving Pat, where it was, you know, rinse and repeat. We watched the blitzes. You'd seen pretty much all of them before, and we'd get our plan together. With Jay, it was a little bit new. You know, he was calling, or our offensive line was calling a lot of the protections, and he was learning the way that we call them with the new center this year with Tyler, and he picked it up as the season went along. And then I think the rush lane thing, like I mentioned with Pat, Jaden really did a great job learning. Because you're going to, you know, there's going to be pressure. The defensive linemen are too damn, boy, I'm so too good in this league.
Damn, you're good on damn. You're good with damn.
Okay, awesome. All right. They're too good in this league to not expect any pressure. So to be able to handle the pressure, know where your escape lanes are, whether it's, you know, with your feet or, you know, dropping the ball off to, you know, the running back. He did a great job with that. And then I think if you look at the Tampa game we had in that wild card round, I mean, Todd Bowles does an incredible job with the pressures that they bring. We're watching, we played in week one, and then we're watching the tape from the year and watching incredible O-lines, incredible quarterbacks, having free runners every game. It's really hard to be able to pick up their pressures the way that they have, you know, outside backer, defensive end type bodies that can play anywhere from pretty much a four tech to dropping in coverage. I mean, they're dropping Anthony Nelson. They dropped Vita. I mean, the way that they were able to drop pressures was difficult, and we ended up We came up with a plan. About midway through the week, we didn't like it. It was not making sense to Jay, to a couple of the linemen. So we devised another plan, and we were pretty happy with that plan. We went into the game. First third down, Jay recognizes it's one of these pressures that it have confused teams all year. Checks us to the check that we put in. We picked it up. The second time, he left our original call on, which was our first way we picked it up, and we picked it up that way too. So we ended up picking it up two different ways, and we kind of put their coordinator in a little bit of a blender that way, because I don't know if any team had picked it up that way. And for Jay to be able to walk out there first third down of a playoff game, see this seven up front and get the O-line going in the right direction as a rookie, I mean, that's some rare stuff. So he did an incredible thing.
So what we wondered, that's great stuff. So what we wondered all year, and I'm sure you had this conversation with your dad along the way, could Caleb have done what Jaden did there? And what would Jaden have done with what Caleb had to work with here? You can finally answer this one definitively for us, Nick.
you guys probably know I'm not going to put a yes or no on either of those. I will say it, there's a lot of pieces, you know. I think that what we had in D.C. was we're fortunate. We had a, you know, new ownership that brought in the right pieces from, you know, from Adam Peters to Dan Quinn down. And really did a good job building the roster. You know that Chicago still got my heart, so I follow them. I think they did a really good job putting the roster together. It's just it was another one of those awkward Chicago situations where you got a coach that kind of hot seat with the first round quarterback. So I think Caleb did a good job this year. He did a lot of good things. But with hires look good. I mean, Ben Johnson was incredible this year. You know, listen, I know I can't help but follow Chicago, and they went out and they got the guy that everyone wanted, and brought EB in. EB is going to be awesome. If you guys go out to a training camp or you see him in practice, just know that he loves the guys because he'll be snapping. But he's going to be really good for that offense. I think they did bring Calvin Johnson in as well.
Antoine Randall L. There was a Calvin Johnson Randall, rumor okay. out there, yeah.
Another South Suburban legend.
Yeah, absolutely. So bringing in those type of guys that have played the game at a high level, intelligent football guys as well. I'll be a Bears fan my whole life. I can't help that. You know, obviously not my number one team while I'm playing, but they're giving themselves a chance. And I think Caleb's going to have a great year next year.
So, Nick, I need you to answer this like you're talking to the priest at the church, okay? when you guys won the game against the Bears, when the Hail Mary hit, did you even know? Like, when did you know? Because you were blocking. So, when did you know that the ball had been caught and you guys had won the game?
So, I mean, it was the longest play of my life. You know, where it's a three-man rush, you're blocking. We had, I think, Edwards was kind of spying. So you're kind of just in a pass pro stance, mirror dodging for about 15 seconds, which is the worst thing you do as an alignment. And I end up coming back and hit one of the defensive linemen, gave myself probably the worst Charlie horse I've had in my career. So, I mean, my back was turned to the end zone. I was, like, limping as I fell to the ground and then turned around, and I saw him catch it. But it was one of those things, you can't believe it. I've never been a part of Hail Mary till then. But, man, it was – I've had a lot of very fortunate parts of my career. But in terms of single moments, that's definitely up there. It was incredible. And then about 5 minutes later, I do think about Chicago, like, man – I know I got about 300 texts right now. Buddies, family that are devastated from what just happened. So it is cool to play the Bears and kind of, lack of better, you know, funny the way that it ended because I was a Bears fan for 23 years. So I have that pain still.
You know, our whole season fell apart, right? Like immediately, like in the 3 days after that, the coaches said some dumb stuff, and the players were like, "Why'd the coaches say that?" And they said that, and then the coaches didn't say anything about that. Then they didn't suspend a guy who like wasn't even paying attention. Yeah. So what was the inverse? Because it looked like Dan Quinn and you guys. Like, what happened in your building that week?
You know, so there had been a couple. When you have such a new organization, I mean, we brought in, I think, day one, 53-man roster, we had 30 new guys. I think it was the biggest turnover since World War II. I mean, it was a massive turnover. So you have those new guys with all these different philosophies and mindsets. But DQ sat us down first time we show up in OTAs, and he's talking about how do we become a playoff team right now. We're in April. It's April 2nd. Team just won four games the year before. We haven't even drafted our quarterback yet. And he's talking about making the playoffs. So there's a little belief there. People are starting to buy in. And then a couple of those magical moments are kind of what you need to get an organization going. Like, the belief is great. It's great to talk about it. But once you see it happen a few times, you kind of buy in. You're like, yeah, all we need is a chance. We put ourselves in every and we're able to put the ball in five's hands at the end of the game, we're going to have a chance. So it definitely did kind of spark our season, and I know it was kind of the opposite for the Bears stuff, but really, I mean, I can talk all day about how impressed I am.
Oh, no. We're losing Nick. He's so great.
Rebuild created as a revamp.
Washington guard Nick Allegretti joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. We talked to you about Patrick, and you used to protect Patrick. Patrick's going to have to deal with Jalen Carter, and you had to block Jalen Carter. What's that like?
Oh, he's a terror. Obviously, he is an incredible player. A classic term in the offensive line world is werewolf. You know, they kind of – he's got everything. You know, we tried to throw a couple of wham blocks at him. Jumped over one of our ram blocks. It is ridiculous. He's a special player, but you know that offensive line, he'll be mostly on the right side for a majority of the game, unless the overload front. So Trey will have him a lot. It's going to be physical. If you like offensive line, defensive line play, Trey Smith, Jalen Carter will be a blast. I'm going to obviously watch the game, and I'll probably watch mostly that because it will be. They both like to talk. And they are both as physical as it gets in the trenches, so it'll be fun.
That's a big one to watch, Nick. And then we're kind of hoping that Ryan Poles pays Trey Smith whatever he wants. Would you like to see him? I bet you do. He'd reset the guard market. That would only do good things for you as raising all the boats.
Yeah, there's nobody that deserves a contract more than Trey. Guy that, you know, fell to the sixth round because of some, you know, health concerns, but was a clear first round talent. He deserves to get paid. He's an old school, physical, nasty offensive lineman, a guy that, you know, can really change a room. So I think he'd be a great fit there. I'd love to show him around Chicago for sure. I hope give him as much money as they have. It'd be great. Trey deserves it. One of my guys, I hope they pay him for sure.
Where are you taking him? Where does one guard take another guard in the city of Chicago for a good meal?
I have to go to Chicago Cut my first meal. Those are my guys up there. My wife and I got married there during COVID. So I would definitely take him up to Chicago Cut, get a great meal there. Then I would take him over to the suburbs and get some good pizza, but I'll take them to the Cut first.
Well, wait though. But I gotta ask. You know, my parents are not far from this. So what would you get Trey Smith at the Frankfurt Creamery?
That's a great question. So we old linemen obviously like to eat, and Trey, you know, he'll eat clean. But when he decides to cut it loose, he's gonna cut it loose. So probably the brownie delight, extra hot fudge, extra brownie. Man, I haven't had one of those in a while. That sounds incredible. That's what I ate. That was my order for a long time. That would definitely be the go-to.
That's what's up, because that place is amazing.
It sounds incredible.
Oh, they only open like spring, summer, and barely into the fall. Mm. So we're still like a few weeks from them opening back up. But when they do, the line is almost all the way to the high school.
Wow.
There's nothing better. Yeah, it used to open, and we lived about a five-minute walk from the creamery. So the day it opened, we'd ride our bikes over, walk over. It was right across from the main park where we play football, baseball. But yeah, creamery is a great memory.
Where are you watching the game? What's the setup? How many people? What are the snacks? Paint a picture.
I'm on the way back to Chicago right now, so I'll be in the suburbs. I think we're gonna have hopefully my brother and my two college roommates over. It's weird. I mean, I've been very fortunate, as you guys said, and I've only ever watched one Super Bowl in my career, and I was I didn't really want to watch it.
You were playing in all the other ones, is what you're saying. You've all, yeah.
That's yeah. Ridiculous. So I have never had to plan on one other time.
Whatever, so, man. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. I talk to my wife all the time about how surreal some of the statements that I say are. It doesn't make sense.
It makes sense to us, though, man. And congratulations on all of the Super Bowls and all the success. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell your dad, hey, because we love your dad here at the Score. And hopefully I will run into you this summer in the Creamery, because that place is amazing.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks, all right, Nick.
This guy.
God. That dude.
I'm setting it up, man. I'm setting it up. When he's done in like 6 or 7 years, let's just get his contract ready right now. Let's just get him ready right now.
What shift? Can we give him Bernstein's job? Or you mean?
I wasn't trying to get anyone fired. Oh. I was saying that we were just adding.
My bad.
I feel like that's a
Tanny's job.
No, I think we're adding on to our pre and post game roster right there.
I see.
With a Nick Allegretti.
Oh my God!
No one has to be fired.
Oh, all right. I got a list.
You do?
Well, apparently, clearly Bernsey and Tanny are on top of it.
Holy Chicago.
Man, there was some meaty football stuff in there. About the Hail Mary, about Jaden and Caleb.
And his ability to be responsible for his own protection.
Dude, Jaden learning, like, the line calling all the protections during Jaden's year, but by the time the playoffs come, he's ready to do what he needs to do. And then Patrick just elite with calling protections. That's the difference. That's what life is like. And now Caleb gets to start completely over with a new system and new coaches and new everything, learning it all fresh because of some idiotic hires in year one.
So if you wanted to have like another player like that you root for that isn't on the Bears, there you go. There's another guy that you can root for. So shout out to him, man.
Yeah, man.
That was a lot of fun.
And good stuff on Trey Smith. And later on in the show, you're going to hear some more endorsements of Trey Smith that are going to, frankly, they're going to blow your mind. They blew mine.
Speaks, you've been out here talking about coaching hires and stuff with the Bears, and you've been impressed, right?
Yes.
What we got for you next is going to be more impressive than anything the Bears have done.
Really?
Yeah.
An assistant coach is going to impress me more?
Well, I'd be shocked if he didn't.
Let's hear it.
How about that? That's next on the Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.